The leading cause of death among children 3 to 14 years old is motor vehicle crashes, according to SafeRide4Kids.com. In 2019, 1,053 children died while another 183,000 were injured in car crashes. In many of these cases, children were not placed in the proper car seat or seat belt, according to the site. Between 72% and 84% of child restraints are not properly installed or misused, the site states. The Longmont Fire Department is offering help to parents to learn more about the proper way to install car seats and boosters on Wednesday. L host a child car seat checkpoint. The check is free, however, registration and masks are required. After participants register, information will be given about which fire station to report to. As there are many different types of car seats, it's important to take the time and choose the correct seat to fit your child's age, weight, and height. The safest seat is the one that is installed correctly and used correctly 100% of the time. Rear facing. Ages 0 to 2 plus keep children rear facing until they outgrow their rear facing convertible seat and are a minimum of 2 years old. A toddler's spinal column is still developing and rear facing is the best protection for their neck and spine. Position harness straps at or below the shoulders. Place the chest clip at armpit level. Straps are snug against the child's torso and you cannot pinch any slack at their collarbone. Forward facing. Ages 2 plus once a child has outgrown their rear-facing convertible seat and is at least 2 years old, move them to a forward-facing seat with a 5-point harness position harness straps at or above the shoulders. Place the chest clip at armpit level. Straps are snug against the child's torso and you cannot pinch any slack at their collarbone. Use the top tether if available. Belt positioning booster. Ages 4 plus once a child has outgrown their forward-facing 5-point harness and is at least 4 years old, move to a belt positioning booster. It is important that the child is mature enough to stay sitting in position with their seat belt fitting correctly for the entire ride. Shoulder belt should fit flush with the torso and even across the collarbone. Lap belt should sit low on the hips, touching the tops of the thighs. If using a high back booster, position the shoulder belt guide at or above the child's shoulders. If using a backless booster, position the vehicle's headrest so the child's ears are not above the top of the headrest. Seat belt alone. Ages 8 plus Colorado law requires children to ride in a booster seat until their 8th birthday, but most children are not tall enough to fit safely in a seat belt until they are 4 feet 9 inches tall, average for an 11-year-old. To determine if your child is ready to ride without a booster, they should be able to sit all the way back in the vehicle seat. Knees bend at the edge of the vehicle seat. Shoulder belt fits flush against the torso and even across the collarbone. Lap belt sits low on the hips, touching the tops of the thighs. The child can stay seated comfortably this way for the entire ride. All children under age 13 should ride in the back seat when available.